In a minute. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order of TCQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. It's 10 o'clock. In the room, we don't have a quorum, but we might have a quorum if we get some people on the phone. And
okay.
So I think I heard Charles and maybe Mike, Nancy?
This is Charles Allred.
Okay. Anybody else?
Chair Lloyd Graham.
Okay, good. Did I hear someone else? Charles and Lloyd?
Greg Maxim.
Okay.
Paul Coon.
I think we have a quorum. Anybody else? Any other committee members on the phone? In the room, we have Roland, Mike Ford, Don, Tim, and myself. So we're kind of light here. But we do have a quorum, so I'll go ahead and get started, and hopefully one or two more will come in. So as general, I'll talk about the policy of public comments. There's no one in the audience right now, but I will say, at least it's my philosophy, until someone tells me otherwise, I'd like to schedule a public meeting at least every other time to give access to the public. So we don't want to get, in my opinion, get too much in the habit of having all phone calls.
Mr. Chair, forgive me. Could you speak up a little bit or into the microphone a little better? My apologies.
Huh. I'm almost eating it now. Is that better?
It is.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. So I just basically just said something you've already heard before. Which is we prefer not to have too many conference calls to give access to the public for us. So anyway, that with that in mind, we do have a quorum, and I'll ask for any general comments from the committee that we need to anything we need to know before we get started. I find that sometimes helpful for rather than waiting toward the end. Okay, we'll go ahead and jump in. We'll get an update on steers, and Shelley's going to give us an update on that. But you can introduce yourself for the record, please.
Good morning. My name is Shelley Nike. I'm with the Tax Relief Program. Kind of exciting for us, we've released our STEERS electronic application. Some of y'all might be familiar with STEERS, use it for emissions reporting, e-permitting, so some people might already be familiar with it. Basically, now when you log into STEERS, you'll also have an option to file your tax relief application with us. Should streamline things. Everything can be done through email. All the interaction with us would be through email. And we're going to continue mailing copies to the appraisal districts. We will be sending out a letter asking the appraisal districts, would you prefer to have email notifications? But that's an option for them. Otherwise, they'll continue to receive copies in the mail.
Should I ask you now, when did that go online?
It went live a couple weeks ago. Last week, we posted the link, sent out a gov delivery, posted instructions. And we also updated all our other forms to kind of reflect how the STEERS application flows as well. So we also have new paper form. We'll still be accepting paper forms for people who want to continue to submit them through the mail. If you submit it through the mail, you still have to provide a copy that we forward on to the appraisal district. So with STEERS, you don't have to make as many copies. It's a little bit more streamlined.
I'm showing my ignorance here, but is the intent to show the track of the status of the application? Will you be doing that?
So as soon as someone successfully submits, you kind of do it all in one. It's all in one. So you would also be able to pay your fee, sign electronically the application. You'll get an email notice that it got submitted. We get notified, the tax relief program gets notified, and then we start processing the application, and you'll get an email back with either we need more information or attached you can access your use determination. So it's all done electronically.
Thanks. I'll try not to interrupt you. I think you were giving an update.
So all of that is available. We're working on putting together slides with screenshots so people know here's where you click. It's not always super intuitive unless you're seeing it. So right now we have written instructions. We'll be putting together a video and posting that online so that people can kind of follow along with here's all the buttons you need to click. It's not that many pages. They can also attach, you know, the process flow diagrams or anything like that, indicate whether it's confidential. So that all would work the same, but again, electronically. So that is available now. We haven't received anything yet. We're waiting. Do y'all have any questions?
I have a question. So you mentioned paying online. If you don't pay online, can you still use the online process and then mail the check later?
I think you have to use the electronic process because it is all connected. It automatically sends you to ePay.
Hmm. So you would have to pay online?
Yes.
You don't think that's going to be it could be a problem for bigger companies? I mean, doing that?
I'm not sure. We didn't benchmark with, I mean, that's how the permit system works.
Yeah.
That's still available. If you want to send a check or money order, you can still apply.
But it would have to be, if you did that, it would have to be a paper process.
Right.
Is that an issue for anybody else? Bob, I'd be interested.
It's a change, but for us, for example, we do this in Louisiana for the industrial tax exemptions.
Yeah.
We file it online and pay by the corporate credit card.
It's either corporate credit card or bank transfer or the options online.
But it is a change, yeah. Any learnings so far? I guess not, since you don't have any applicants at this point.
We did a lot of testing internally, but we haven't had anyone submit yet.
Okay.
Excuse me, Ms. Dawn, can I ask some basic questions? And, probably showing my ignorance here. So the appraisal district will get notice when the application is filed?
Once we deemed it administratively complete. What happens now.
Once you go back to the process of deeming it administratively complete, right now you mail one out, and this gives the option of getting an email and being able to go online and look at it. Is that right?
They won't be able to access it through STEERS because that would only be accessible for the applicant themselves. What they'll be able to do if they want an email notification is we would email a copy of all of the documentation to the appraisal district.
Okay, so
as opposed to getting a link to access it online, copy.
They just get a copy of the application once it's administratively complete through email.
We'll send them an email notification that we've received the application. At the time it becomes available, when the use determination and the final documentation is made available to the applicant, we would also email a copy of all of that to the appraisal district if they opt to do so. If not, we'll print it out and send them a letter.
Okay. I'm sorry for having to figure this out with
you. Sure.
So when the application goes in, the appraisal district will get an email notice that there's been an application?
Yes.
Yes, but they won't get a copy of the application.
They can, but at this time, they do get a copy at that time. We've kind of batted it back and forth what they would prefer to do, and we'll probably just work with them. Right now, they get a copy and a copy of the letter that goes to the applicant at that time that it's admin complete, and again, when it's final. If they want an email copy of record, we can also attach that to the email as well.
So, forgive me.
Sure, they'll get a copy of everything once it's final.
I'm not trying to be difficult here, but yes or no, do they get a copy of the application when it's administratively complete, concurrent processes? I think you're saying no.
Right now we know, but we can attach that.
You could.
But we could. It's easy for us to go ahead and attach that to the email. We're still working out. No one's requested the electronic notification yet.
Okay.
What we're required to do under the rule is notify the appraisal district when we've received a complete application and then give them a copy of the final use determination and the copy of the application, which we could do upon final, for sure.
So that right now, that happens at the end when the determination's been made.
Mm-hmm. Right. They basically get a copy of the letter. They're CC'd on the copy of the letter that the correspondence with the applicant. They get a copy of the certificate and a copy of the application and the attachments.
Right. And to follow up on your question, the appraisal district is not in a position to check in and see status. It just gets an email saying there's an application, and then at the end they get an email and a copy of the determination letter and maybe the application.
At that time, they would get everything. They would get the application, the certificate, and the final letter, yes.
Right, when it's done.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they have an appeal option.
Yes.
Will they be using steers? Will they be using steers to file their appeal?
No, you would file an appeal. It has nothing to do with the appeals process. So it would similarly be filed through the chief clerk's office the same way. Right, and the letter will indicate as such.
Okay. Thanks.
We're still working it out. Thank you for your patience.
Sure. Roland Bieber. Shelley, on the, you said that they can either get paper or they can get steers. They can get electronic notification. Can they get both?
The applicant?
No, the appraisal district.
We could accommodate that.
And that way, if they see that they don't need the paper, then a year down the road, they can switch over to,
I think there's at least one appraisal district I can think of. They request an email notification. I'm thinking Travis County, maybe. We already emailed them. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember. But we could definitely work that out.
So it sounds like currently most of this update communication is from posting if somebody happens to come across it, or maybe they're signed up for your updates on Prop 2 or something. So is there a way for, say, urban counties or Texas Association of Appraisal Districts, is there a link or something that they could send to their members to say, if anything hits my county, we want to know about it in Prop 2? Is that a fair question?
I think it's a fair question. I think the answer is, well, I'm not, you answer.
So right now, anytime something comes in that we deem administratively complete, the appraisal district has to be notified. That's by rule. And it can be either electronic or paper by rule. It says either electronically or they'll receive a letter. So it's a notification that an application has been received, and again, a copy of the final use determination. So we're required to do that either way. So they'll always get their notification. So this is just an option to potentially receive everything electronically because it's being generated electronically. So if it's going as a letter and then someone's scanning it in, you know, it might just save some steps as far as paper copies.
So I know they're getting notified by paper. My question was if there's just to check it, and one of you said maybe you want to track it for a year or 6 months or whatever to make sure you're getting your paper and your electronic are lining up, that it's working right, and then they can get off paper, whatever. So my question was, is there a place for them to sign up just to make sure, or would they automatically be? No, you wouldn't have a way to know who to email, I guess, right? Unless they tell you.
Right. For other organizations, we haven't traditionally notified them. The letter's always gone to the chief appraiser.
Okay.
And that's what's required under the rule.
Yeah, right.
And you would give them written notification that they have the option.
Right. We'll be sending those letters out this week that they can opt to receive everything through email. It'll be email attachments of everything you would have normally received as a paper copy. If they don't want to opt into that, we'll just print out everything that Steers generates and mail it just like we have been. Can I ask you a question?
No. I'm okay.
Is it helpful to receive a copy of the application at the time it's administratively complete? Is that something that's useful, or is it most useful to receive it along with the use determination at the final?
You're used to what you're used to, and we've always been used to getting with the use determination. Why muddy the water up with getting an application before it's been determined?
Well, I mean, I could envision there's been some applications that I wish we in the appraisal district and taxing entity community had gotten engaged in before they were finally determined. For instance, that, what was it down in your county that still has an exemption that we've all figured out later wouldn't qualify for one?
Are you talking about the cooling towers?
Yeah.
That's just part of the, that was part of their process back then.
Would it have been helpful? Is it helpful to receive a full copy of the application at the time while we're still processing it before it's gone final?
Are you going to allow the appraisal districts to have input at that level?
At that point.
Why get it if you can't have an input?
Gives you a heads up that something's coming.
Give us a heads up.
I would think AXA, the ability to see the application. I mean, I can getting a copy of every one seems too much, right? Because the vast majority are pro forma. But the ability to go in and or somehow to get access to one is, to me, would be helpful.
At first blush, I'd say, well, maybe a Tier 3, a Tier 4. But there's been some Tier 1s that have been granted that maybe should not have, and maybe the appraised district could have raised the flag and said, you need to look at this. If y'all would be open to that comment, those comments, that's fine. I'm not talking about full-blown, you know, appeal at that time, but just a question of, does this really qualify?
Well, right now, the way it works, just in our regular process, you do get a copy, because the applicant supplies a copy of that. So they have an application and a copy. When we determine it's administratively complete, so it's a complete application, it might still have technical issues. But either way, we send that copy to y'all at that time. And we can continue to do that. We would just have to print it out from what we receive in STEERS and can attach it to that letter at that time as well, and keep it it would work the same as it does now.
You can either send it out or get an open record request for it in a lot of cases. Send it out to begin with, yeah. But again, I can't see the advantage of getting it just when it's been filed. If you have no access to the staff, or if you can't do anything about it, you'll know it's coming down the tube, that's it.
So my experience is that it's not something we've ever engaged in to go get involved in or try to have comment on individual application cases to say, hey, this particular application. But I think we have had conversations in the past about, and look, we're hearing about applications coming in that look like this. So we talk in general. We don't talk about this company's application or this company's application, but we've come in and met with the staff and said, we hear that there's things coming in that look like this. I can remember electric pumps, right, on pipelines. And I think the first blush thought at that time was electric pumps instead of gas-powered pumps were 100% pollution control, right?
Yeah.
And we came in and said, we don't understand that thinking of why those come in. We didn't talk about any specific one. We talked about in general. Why would an electric pump is necessary for the movement of the good? It seems it has to have some productive value. We've had discussions like that. So, again, for me, there's about a small percentage of applications that we need to be looking at and then having maybe a discussion with the staff when we see these sort of things coming in, not about a particular application, but about what is the thinking, what is the analysis behind this type of application. And I think the staff has been willing to hear from taxing entities. And, you know, again, we've never gotten into discussions about a particular company or a particular application. It's about a concept that we're seeing showing up in applications.
If y'all could give an application, it wouldn't hurt.
Right.
It'd give them a heads up. You know, what is it, 20 days to file an appeal? Sometimes that's awfully short fuse. If they knew it was coming down the tube, they could be ready for it. And there are times I think maybe, Don, you might have a point. If we can short-circuit the system before it gets set in stone and people have pride of authorship and becomes, hey, this is the way it's going to be, let's talk about it before then. If you can do it.
We certainly can.
I think it's worth pausing because we have four members on the line and the public. So I thought I'd ask, any comments from the phone? Okay. I've got two questions that come to mind. One is, will the public be able to see stats, not individual applications, but like a certain number are pending or anything like that?
No, nothing. It would just be the person who's steers account. They would see everything they have pending, but it's okay. Just for them.
Okay. And as we move through this and you realize, oh, I should have thought of this. I should have put this in there. Are you going to make those changes as they come? Or are you going to have a 2.0 at some point? Or
are you talking generally the system?
The software, yeah, the system.
Right. So we have the ability. We have ongoing support from our information resources team. We have the ability to submit tickets, but again, it puts us in the queue. Depends on what priority. If something's really not working, which we hope it's all working. We did do quite a bit of testing, so any tweaks to it, I think they would just come. There's no plan to do a big overhaul. It would just as issues are identified.
Okay. Any other questions? On this issue? Go ahead.
To flog a dying horse. You said something there that made me just triggered. I'm curious. I assume, and maybe I'm wrong, that applications, except for those marked trade secret or proprietary, are public record.
Right.
Let a member of the public have access to a application?
They just can't access it through STEERS. So if they were to log into STEERS, they can't say, show me every tax relief application and the status. They can always use the PIR process to request any application, because it is open records. You're right.
Right.
It's just not accessible through the STEERS.
I can't even find which ones are pending.
In STEERS, no.
Okay. Yeah.
Ken?
If you know that facilities are in the regulated entity number.
Is everyone hearing his comments?
Okay.
Maybe we need to come up. Sorry. Okay, good.
I could not.
If you know the facility's regulated entity number, the RN, if you go into the central registry, plug the RN in, it'll bring up a list of all permits that they have. We are now listed in that list of permits, and it will tell you whether it's pending, approved, withdrawn, or denied in there.
If you have information on the facility.
If you know the facility, you can search by facility address, you can search by facility name, by company name, by the RN or the CN, and it'll list everything for that regulated entity. You can do that now. That started with the last version, the IDA version of our database.
That's through Central Registry.
Right. If you don't know the company, you know the company, but you don't know they've got an application, can you do it by county and just get anything within that county?
You can, but, I mean, if you're talking about Harris County, you're going to come up with several hundred pages worth of RNs just for that county. But you can narrow it. You can search. There's probably 20 parameters on that page. You can search by county, by zip code, by city name, by street address, by Latin long. So there's ways to narrow it down, and by partial names. But it's out there now, and you can see what we have. It's the first time the public's been able to actually see what we have out there, applications that have been filed by company. eventually the permits, if you click on, if you go in and you look at a stormwater permit, you click on the number that comes up, you actually get a link to the permit. Eventually, we would like to be able to do the same thing and link you either to the use determination or the redacted version of the application. But that's going to be somewhere down the road when we get another $10 or $15 billion from the legislature to do it.
I'm glad you said redacted. So if there's something confidential in there, that they will not be able to.
It won't be there.
It won't be there. Okay.
Yeah, if you file an open records request, we pull up the PDF we have of the application. We redact everything, email addresses, phone numbers, confidential payment information, anything that the public's not supposed to see, we'll redact out of it before we release it.
Like a plot plan at a plant or something
if
like
you,
that?
If you've marked it as confidential.
Yeah, okay. Good. Any other questions? This should be interesting. All right. Let's see. You can stay up there, or maybe Don or someone else. Give us an update on Herzig.
Good morning. I'm Don Redman with TCQ's Office of Legal Services, and we do have some updates for you on the Herzig litigation. As you recall, the Herzig litigation were separated under two tracks. The Tier 3 and the Tier 4 applications were tried separately at the trial court level. Both were in Travis County District Court, and the district courts affirmed TCQ's decision issuing the negative use determinations. On appeal, the Tier 3 were sent to the El Paso Court of Appeals, and the Tier 4 applications were in the Austin Court of Appeals. And we have now received opinions from both courts. The Austin Court of Appeals issued their opinion first in August and reversed the trial court's decision upholding the TCQ's issuance of negative use determinations. And then a few weeks ago, the El Paso Court of Appeals upheld the trial court's decision issuing on TCQ's decision issuing the negative use determinations. The TCQ submitted a motion for rehearing on the Austin Court of Appeals decision, and we're awaiting a decision on that motion for rehearing, so there has been no mandate on the Austin Court of Appeals yet.
Thank you, Don. Any questions?
No mandate. Sorry, I'm not a lawyer.
It's the step for the Court of Appeals decision to become final before it can then be appealed to the Supreme Court of Texas.
Have they made a decision to take the rehearing, or is that what's pending?
That's what I meant. They have not decided on the motion for rehearing. That's still pending.
I understand enough to know that.
Okay, anyone on the phone, any questions?
Tier 4?
I'm sorry, that was Greg, I think.
I didn't hear that question.
That's Tier 3 and Tier 4?
Yes, we've now received decisions from the Court of Appeals for both the Tier 3 track that was in El Paso and the Tier 4 track that was in Austin.
Okay.
So the Tier 4 is what is pending a decision for rehearing?
Correct. In the El Paso, there still may be an opportunity for the appellants to file a motion for rehearing. I haven't heard that they've done that, but I'm not sure the deadline has expired in El Paso.
Thank you. Any other questions on the phone or in the room? Hearing none. Thank you, Don. All right. I think most of us know this 2C a little bit, but I just want to make sure and get an update from Shelley on the reappointments or appointments. I don't want to assume any reappointments.
Sure. Thus far, we received 8 applications/nominations for those 7 positions. We're scheduled for the December 13th commissioner's agenda. The executive director's recommendations will be made public at the 19-day backup date, which is November 21st.
All right. Thank you, Shelley. Any questions? Can you at least tell us if each position had an applicant? In other words, there weren't three or four applications for one position, or
I think all of the different positions were covered by at least one nomination. Is that what?
Yeah, right. For that's each what I'm asking. Sorry. Right. I didn't ask it well.
Yes.
All right. Thanks. All right. Anything else? Any other TCEQ updates? I kind of threw a catch-all in there in case we had needed any updates, any other updates. Not aware of any? All right, I would, jumping back to the steers real quick, I mentioned to Shelley earlier that, of course, this advisory committee is tasked to advise the implementation of 1131, so this falls under there. So if, as we see things that might need some tweaking, it's just me talking, we possibly could have some input on that. Not looking to get in your business, but I'm just saying if we see something, I think we can speak up. So we'll just keep that in mind. Okay. Any old business? Before we go there, anybody from the public? Not to put anybody on the spot. All right. Any old business needs to come before us? Any new business? One more opportunity for the public to provide some input. And just a reminder, although you get these meeting notices a week or two, probably a week or so ahead of time, these dates have been on the calendar for quite a while. So we'll try to do that next year also, if you think it's working well. Okay. All right. Last chance. Any other comments? All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn then.
So move.
Right, we have a motion to adjourn in a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion
Thank you,
carries. Thanks for those on the phone that participated, the members, and I suspect there might be some from the public that called in. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks.